الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. We all know that we are living in a time full of fitness, and it isn't only that now that there are fitness, it was all along. Right from the beginning, the first people to be born in this world was Habil and Qabil, his brother, the two of them. And from that time there was fitna. Qabil was jealous of his brother Habil, and he in fact murdered him also. So from that time already there was jealousy, there was murder, and this carried on from that time, and it's all the time. And if we see the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much of difficulty he went, he came with the pure, most beautiful deen, a clear-cut deen, the best way of life, which guarantees all goodness. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun. So for dunya also, for akhirat also. But the opposition he got in Makkah Sharif from his own family, close family, his own uncles, how they opposed him. When he went to Medina Sharif, now it was supposed to have calmed down. But there more, the Quraysh of Makkah became more angry. And then the Jews of Medina Sharif, all their enmity which they had shown. So all this carried on. So all the time. And if we see in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he had to face, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then even more in the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, in the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they were made shaheed also, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu also made shaheed. So all this carried on. So it's not only today, it's all the time. So in this time, how to overcome, how to save ourselves, and we are not here only to save ourselves. Our duty is to consider the whole ummah, and not only the whole ummah, but the whole of mankind. Ukhrijat linnas. We have been taken out for the benefit, evolved for the benefit of linnas, for the whole of mankind. So in that, one important legacy also that we learn from the ulama of Dioban, and which was always there, is that together with ilm, there must be tazkiyah also, islah also. And just by the way, so many brothers ask also, especially in foreign countries, etc., that there are many people who are totally opposed to Khanqah. They say it's a bidat, etc. So in the first place, in such places particularly, we shouldn't even call it a Khanqah. We call it what the Quran Sharif called it. Islah-e-Nafs, Tazkiyah-e-Nafs. The Khanqah is exactly the same. What is the Khanqah about? Islah-e-Nafs, Tazkiyah-e-Nafs. And that is fully proven in the Quran Sharif, fully proven in the Hadith Sharif. All that is there. So then you don't even have objections. Don't use the word Khanqah. That's not an Arabic word. If you won't find it in the Quran Sharif, you won't find it in the Hadith Sharif. So use the words of the Quran and Hadith. So if we also worry about our Islah, when a person worries of his own Islah, then the Islah of mankind will take place. And if a person is worried of the Islah of other people and not worried of his own Islah, his Islah nobody's Islah will take place. He's not worried about himself. Until you're not worried of your own Islah, the Islah of other people cannot take place. So the solution is, and this Allah Ta'ala had blessed the ulama of Dioban with this, that it is famous that from the Shaykhul Hadith and the principal of the madrasa, right to the doorkeeper and the sweeper, all were sahibi nisbat. That is, they had connection, a living connection with Allah Ta'ala. How much have we got that connection with Allah Ta'ala? That is what we have to develop. We all made our Isha namaz just now, not long ago. But from Allahu Akbar, tell Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, we can ask ourselves how much we think of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And that is what is required. The outward form of namaz, together with all the Messiah to be correct also. And after that, that concentration also, that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For example, to make it a bit more clearer, when we make salam, ask ourselves, did I make niyat of the malaika, kiram and katibin, who are on the shoulders? Did I make the niyat in the first namaz of all the people on the right, all the people on the left? In most cases, it's not there. That is, we have to worry about that. And Islah is not only our namaz and concentration in namaz, is the whole of deen has to come into us. So we have, for example, also, think for everyone, for myself, I have to think that did I make today dua for the establishment of the Islamic Khilafat? And that is one of the basic necessities. If I haven't made of that, so I haven't got the concern of Islam in my heart. And the Islamic Khilafat, and that Islamic rule and Islamic law must come alive again. And for jihad to take place, for Islamic Khilafat, without jihad it cannot take place. And a very interesting point, one student of ours who completed here, originally from Iran, but he's here, his parents are in Iran. And I don't know, only Allah knows what is the reality of the politics and the fighting and the war of the Middle East. But as Maulana Shabbir Saluji Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatum said, we are very, very naive that the enmity they have for us, and now just because they are being attacked, we forget all that. One student who went to Syria himself personally gave me a little bit kar guzari of how this Bashar and Assad, what atrocities they had committed in Syria. It's worse than what is happening in Gaza at the moment also. So how they, and the target is only Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So basically what it seems to be, Allah knows best. I can't ever claim that I know or something. In these matters, politics is such a thing that nobody really knows what is happening. So anyway, what he says, that Iran wanted to be the superpower in the Middle East. And for that, they were using America to support them. And they were friends with America also. And they wanted, and they had clearly said also, they are not going to sit until from the Minara of the Haram Sharif, the adhan of the Shias is not given. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah wa anna Aliyu Waliyullah, or something similar. So that is what they want. And they want everywhere that the Shias must be the dominant party of what, according to them, of the Islamic sects. We don't regard them as Muslims, the vast majority of the Shias. Their beliefs are extremely corrupt and far from the reality. So anyway, so that is what they wanted. Now Israel also wants to be the superpower in the Middle East. And this caused the conflict between Israel and Iran. And America, it's quite clear, though they were supporting Iran up to now, but where Iran and Israel will have a conflict, they're going to support Israel. Otherwise, it was difficult to understand how they had turned against Iran. Iran was their friend, and they were using the support of Iran for their thing. But now when Israel also wants to be the superpower. So is Iran also wants to be the superpower in the Middle East? Israel also wants to be. And both of them want the support of America. So it's clear that America will support Israel instead of Iran. So that is what is the conflict. And that Israel wants the wants to be the superpower, and what they see, the dream of the greater Israel. And this is going to happen. If Qiyamah is near, it is going to happen now. And if Qiyamah is far, it will happen afterwards. Now they won't succeed. So, but all the Jews will collect there. And that is how then they will be killed, when even a tree will say, there is a Jew hiding behind me. And even a rock will say there is a Jew. So the Jews have to come there. So that is going to happen. So any case, we have to worry of our Islam. That is what is our concern. We have to worry. And this Allah Ta'ala reward the ulama of Deoband, that this is what they had in them, that they work for ilm also. During the day, they were like Fursan bin Nahar and Ruhban bin Layl. During the day, they were like on their horsebacks, acquiring knowledge all the time. At night, it is famous that it is said, from all the rooms, boarding rooms of the students also, you would hear Allah, Allah, Allah. People making zikr, tilawat, crying in their du'as, somebody in sajda, somebody in ruku. That was the condition of the students, then what to say of the ustaz. That is the legacy of Deoband, which today, unfortunately, we have lost. We haven't got that connection with the ulama of Deoband. The name of the ulama of Deoband, we are proud and happy to take it. But unfortunately, those actions of what they had in their lives, unfortunately, they are not in us. And that is what we have to strive for. And in that we see, together with all that, whenever there was a batil, just lifted its head a little bit anywhere, it was always the ulama of Deoband who came to the forefront and defended Islam. Whether it was with Qadianism, when Al-Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, he traveled to Lahore where Dr. Iqbal, the poet of the East, where he also had joined the Qadiani movement, and he worked on him and how they worked on one-on-one, on a one-to-one basis in order to explain to them. And they defended Islam. When Maududi started his movement, and very unfortunately, there were some of our ulama who also were supporting Maududi. But it was at that time that Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he smelt the rat, and he left no stone unturned to expose them and make the people know that what their actual motives are and who they are actually, showing a front of Islam, but who they were. Whether it was the Shuddi movement, that was a movement which the Hindus and the government of India were promoting to convert Muslims into Hindus. And that spread, and with all types of temptations, money, woman, whatever it was, they spread that. It was then again the ulama of Deoband who came to the defense of Islam. And they went, in fact, Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Bandwi, Rahmatullah Ali, he was teaching Bukhari Sharif in his madrasa. He was the Sheikh al-Hadith. And he came to know that in the villages nearby, Banda, near his village, people had converted to Hinduism. So he resigned from his post of teaching Bukhari Sharif and personally went on every village to explain to them the truth about Islam. And when the Shuddi movement, when there were so many people, when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Idiyas Rahmatullah Ali was also a student of Darul Uloom Deoband, and his whole effort and his whole mission. And when this Shuddi movement in Mewat, where he says he would find a person with making Eid also and making Diwali also, having a Muslim name also and having a Hindu name also. And this is very, don't think it's too far away. How many of us, we had a Muslim name, for example, Abdul Samad, and an English name, Sam. We had a person, so many names like that. So, and our dressing also, Namaz time or Eid day or Ramzan, we dress like with Islamic attire, and other times we got other attire. This was their condition also. So the fitness were then also, they were now also. But those ulama, they did not worry about their own comfort, about their own thing. Allah forgive us. Allah Ta'ala guide us. They went out of their way to bring Islam to everyone. So may Allah give us also that fikr and that concern That's how we can defend Islam and how we can spread Islam. And in the four corners of the world, we must make our niyat that we have to. That is what is really the legacy of the ulama of Dioban. If we are truly the children, so to say, of Dioban, and they are our leaders and our forefathers and our ha'ulai abai, they are our great, great leaders, then that is what we should be also doing. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to bring that islah. And the whole thing is just to worry about our islah. Once we will worry, all these things will fall into place. And a person will be concerned. It's easy to speak, but the words are not the thing. The thing is that it has to come into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, inshallah.